Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Dojo. This is Steph Todd, and today we're going to be channeling colors. What do colors do for us? What effects do they have? How do they help us? Today we're doing purple and teal, diving in, seeing what they have to say, what they can share with us.
So if we can start our grounding, connecting our roots to the deep Mother Earth, connect with her crystalline grid. She's showing me her solar plexus. If you're guided to connect with her solar plexus, grow your roots deep, deep and around her yellow chakra. And let's go ahead and intend that we open up our eighth chakra. It's above our heads. Open up that dream time, the shaman realm, and then we'll connect from above, grounding, bringing in pure divine light, pouring in that heaven honey from above. That's grounding us. They're showing me oiling the bearings, so helping the chakras stay in balance. Okay, asking for a little chakra bump here, a little alignment, bump into centeredness. Asking for clarity and to see and feel the answers of the colors that we're going to channel. Opening up sacred space, calling in the beautiful sacred directions. And the elements, the Earth Mother, our divine teams, any and all healers and teachers that can be of assistance to help. Ask that all answers be of divine truth. It's really interesting. I feel like Creator is so strong right now. So if that's God, the Great Spirit, Source, the One, whatever that is for you, it's so funny. So from the heavens, it's this big Crayola box coming down. And then I see that we're selecting our purples and our teals and the variations of it. So each of us, we have these crayons in front of us. And now looking at our hands with the crayons in them, asking them what they mean for us, why they're here with us in our journey. And they're saying, okay, the purple. So right into that is, it is our spirituality. It's healing. But a lot of it is purple. They're saying it's in a connection with our home stars or the solar systems that we're used to. They're saying that some of the skins, the colors of the planet or the star clusters, a lot of what is around. There's different skin tones. There's different variations of animals. And a lot of what purple does for us is it's a reminder. They're saying when you're in your purple, you're wearing the vibration, you're wearing that healing color, but it's also your spirituality, your wisdom. They're saying it's actually, it helps bring out your goddess energy and light. It brings that forward. And purple, they're saying it's like a royal purple. A lot of the regal colors, they come from such a rich, it's a vibration. They're saying looking at purple can be very soul soothing, just the color purple alone. So not only is it that we're wearing it, but we can also view it. And it's a nice, it's like a vibration that we're wearing, that we are, it's a statement, like we are in connection with our highest selves. They're saying a lot of people that wear purple are in balance with masculine and feminine energies. And I'm asking why purple was created. What is purple? So purple was saying that I'm created because it's a connection with myself and those on earth. What purple is, it's a light, it's a frequency, but it's also as a little reminder. It's also like a magnet on the fridge. It helps people and it engages them subconsciously to remember. So a lot of what purple does is it comes in it's like an ally. At the same time, it helps awaken different parts of the brain, the soul, the experiences without the person consciously aware of that happening. And when that's taking place, there's a lot more open-mindedness. There's a lot more opportunity to viewpoint or to see things from a different point, to broaden this perspective. A lot of times purple, it'll come in because it's helping somebody when they're stuck or if they're going through something. It's one of those colors that's disarming. And purple keeps saying it's about balance. It brings in so much balancing between the males and the females. And I'm asking purple now to come into our hearts. Let's feel purple. What does purple feel like to you? So bring it into your heart space. Go ahead and mix this divine purple with your heart chakra. For me, purple, it feels very, it's like an ambiance. It's very soothing. And it's pretty low key. Vibrationally, it's very, soothing. It feels really, I don't know how to explain that. And purple is saying across the universe, it's a color a lot of beings can recognize. And they keep showing me that purple, there's so much to it, the color, that there's, again, there's what your eyes perceive, and then the vibration of it is also what your soul and your physical body perceive. So there's a lot with this color, what it's doing for us and how it can help and shift. They're saying if you want to stay connected with your intuit, if you want to feel empowered or feel that connection with the other side or with your higher self, wear purple. I don't know why, but they're also saying gardening. When you're out in the garden, wear purple. And they're saying purple, we think, is above our spirit, above our soul, the energetic level. So right above our auric field. But they're saying that's actually the doorway. So on the other side of purple, when you keep going up, purple, there's different levels of purple. And it's like purple is that middle place. So again, balance, but purple to black. And then you go from purple to white. You can go either way on the spectrum. And they're saying that there's a form of purity here with purple. Like it's a purifying, a cleansing color. They're saying that a lot of it is having to do with how it works for us in our lives. So wanting more support, wanting more tranquility. You can have purple, maybe throw pillows, little accent pieces, paintings, things with purple in them. They're saying it kind of brings up that old ancient part of ourselves, but purple, it helps remember because there's a lot of colors that are so ancient and of the earth that have been purple. So in each of our lifetimes here on earth, we have seen purple. And a part of that is that purple, that color, there's these colors on the earth because it helps us to remember those parts of ourselves. Again, subconsciously, we're not aware of it. But it's helping to keep things active. It's helping to get us to stop and just have gratitude. Ah. And then they just said, absolutely, if there's a gratitude, if there's any kind of prayer or ceremony you're doing with gratitude, you can wear purple. It's almost like purple helps accentuate your gratitude, your connection with earth, your as you walk the earth, your light work that you're doing or shadow work or whatever you call that. But your purpose, it's almost like purple is your signature. It's your vibration, but it's also, it's like a sign of how high up on the spiritual totem pole we've come. They're saying there's a knowingness that comes with purple as well. We don't know it, but we just feel it. So feeling good or feeling confident, feeling connected. They're saying, watch your energy when you wear purple. Why is it so comforting for you? What role does purple play for you? I don't know what this is, but it looks like the seventh or the eighth choir of angels are coming in. I don't recall their names. But they're coming in with this very beautiful, I can hear this kind of angelic music, or singing, sorry. And they come in with this beautiful presence. And they're saying a lot of us are drawn to purple because purple is inside of us. It's like an imprint, a code that's in our DNA. And they're saying when we wear purple, we have this vibration to us that we can connect to these highest realms of these the anchor or the angels and the choirs where they're at. It's very high vibrational. Not always easy to tune into, but wearing purple, it helps that accessibility. And it helps with being able to connect and stay connected with these really beautiful dimensional angels. They are saying it represents animal kingdom too. I'm seeing a lot of purple with animals. And they are saying with crystals too. There's a level, there's a frequency that matches us. And I feel teal is really trying to come in. I'm just trying to make sure we have the last of purple, or what purple has to say to us today. And I just feel like an honoring. I want to thank purple for what it is, all the beauty it adds to my life, the soothing and healing frequencies that it has. Much gratitude to purple. Okay, and then teal. Oh, and right away I felt my third eye pop open. Like, teal? Teal, right away, it's really cool. I see these waves of consciousness. Teal's like the water slide. You can cruise around as it's a vehicle on different consciousness levels. So teal, they're saying, is very fluid. It's an opening. It's a channel that allows energy to go. It's a connector. They are saying it also, it's protective, and it's very, they're saying it's like a commanding kind of a color. Like, sometimes we're just so awestruck by this color, and they're showing me teal is like a doorway. When you're opening that doorway, when you're in the threshold, you open it up. It's a new way, they're saying, of accepting light. The coating that's in teal, and not only is it healing for us, but it comes in and it kind of brings in light. It brings in activation. It brings in change. It brings in a lot of clarity. It takes out stagnance. And it's interesting because they're showing me teal as if from my forehead moving forward into a future or into moving through life with the ability to do things or more of a sense of knowing. I'm drawing a connection to something where purple, I feel, is more, it's at a horizontal plane where that's being, it's broadening us, it's opening us up in that way. And so teal, a lot of it is they're saying too, it's kind of like an elevator. You can go high, high, you can go low, lows with it. But what it does is it brings in, they are saying with that aqua, a lot of the water element is with us. So the spirit of water, fluidity, being able to navigate through things, keeping things lucid, keeping things more in motion. They're saying teal for us is keeping things in motion. You cannot be complacent with teal. They're saying it's about being able to come in. And when we're asking for things, they say you can manifest with teal, having that teal, that supportive knowing, that color. It's like an ally for us in the manifesting realm because it's connecting us to already what is around us. We're just trying to work on, they're kind of laughing, but they did the, in the quotations, the blockages of why things aren't coming in, or maybe helping us understand why it wasn't for our best to come in, or why it didn't happen when we thought it should happen. They're like, oh, don't even get me started on that. Again, my guides are smart asses. But they're saying with teal, they're like, okay, if you want to talk about when we want something, when we want it, well, teal comes in and it just allows you just to know. Teal is very knowing. It's a very beautiful color that attaches you to, yes, that's a remembrance of what I've manifested or what I'm working on. And it kind of is that carrot dangling in front of us. It keeps us going. It keeps us wanting more. And they're saying teal is a very active, it's like a springtime color. It's all about forward movement, but it's about being able to let things go and not micromanage the universe. So teal can come in and just know. It's like a security blanket for you. It's kind of a rough ride at times. It can be here or there. It can be a roller coaster. But with teal, you're just knowing that things are meant to be while they are. They're going to take as long as what they do to get to the next station or get to the next place, whatever that is. It's about being able to connect with that knowingness part of yourself. And I'm asking right now, why do I always see teal when I'm healing, or especially in the spiral formation? So what I got was that the spiral formation, that's also about movement, and it's about taking things in. It's almost like a vacuum. Oh. And they're saying, well, with you, how you work with people is you take their energy and you uplift them. So you see the spirals because you're uplifting their energy. So you might be bringing in a frequency that opens up the cells, opens up those parts of their bodies that they can accept this light while also releasing what is not serving them. So the upliftment part is the work that you do. That's the spiral. Teal comes in because it cleanses. It's fluid. It's water. It's helpful because it's also, it's, they're saying it's almost, it gets us to that fairy tale realm. They're saying that with teal, why you can manifest so quickly with it, because in teal, doubt doesn't exist. Teal comes in as a direct conduit for intention and action. And bringing that forward, what that does is allows you to be in that knowingness where it's playful, it's fun, it's energetic, it's lively, it's vivacious. In teal, there is no solemn, the heaviness, there's not a pulling down. Teal is meant to uplift, to help release. And to bring in that knowingness, what that is for us is sometimes it's just that security, that validation, the ability to come in. And maybe we can wear something and we feel a little bit more seated in our bodies. Our soul feels a little bit more connected within our body. My third eye is just going crazy right now. So I think our third eye is, it's like an activation color. And they're saying with teal, if you hold something teal, it's a very good indicator for truth. So they're saying you can use teal as when you're trying to discern something, if it's for your truth or not, or if it is of truth or not, you can use teal in the same way you would use a yes, no. So if you don't see or hear a yes or a no, or you want to change it into a teal, maybe a little light bulb goes off, or all of a sudden you see a teal, a blob of color. So I was like, well, what if it's no? What color would you see no? And they're like, I don't know, brown or gray if you want. They're like, we don't really care. And teal is saying, and it's actually right now for us, it's bringing in yellow, this beautiful golden yellow. And teal wants us to adhere to some of this yellow, bring in this sunshine, but asking that the inner sun within us be activated, that it shines bright. It gives us the energy that we need to sustain us. They're pulling in a little bit of orange. This is cool. So teal is in the middle, and then I'm seeing it's kind of bringing in this yellow, orange, now a little bit of green. There's some blue, some purple. I'm seeing black, and I'm seeing gray, I'm seeing white, and I'm seeing a silver and a gold. As if the teal is the center of a flower and all these colors are different petals on that flower. Okay, now magenta just came in. And a purple. Yeah, and then a bright green right next to that golden yellow, next to that orange, to that, okay. So they're saying in the wheelhouse of colors and frequencies, vibrations, this palette helps you to awaken. It helps to activate, to stay alert and aware. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. Come in and discern. Ask more questions. Ask more questions. And then if they are of truth or if they're for your best or better. And then teal. What does it feel like to you? Bring in teal as close to your heart as you wish. What does it say? How does it support you? And it's kind of neat. What they're showing me is teal is kind of like the pillars that set up our construct of getting out of ego, of getting out of the old ways of doing things. And it brings in, it really helps to bring in and open up to intuition and our gifts. And I'm seeing two teal columns, two pillars, and then right above it is a huge rectangular purple stone resting on top of those pillars. So they're saying teal and purple go hand in hand. A lot of them, it's about, they're saying it's about partnership. It's about balance and frequencies. If one is off, the other will be off. And so teal supports purple and vice versa. And what it does is it brings these pillars. What it brings is these strength columns for us. It's kind of like that. Maybe you're sitting up a little bit more straight. Maybe you're just like, hey, there's a little bit more awareness and maybe posture, what's good for you, dietary needs. They're even saying mental imaging or consumption of information, discerning a little bit more, or being able to walk away from situations or people that no longer serve you or that don't respect your space or boundaries. This is really interesting. And on the pillars, these huge wings just expanded out from the pillars, as if the pillar itself is an angel. They're just putting wings everywhere. These beautiful white angelic wings. They're saying teal, so it's a big kind of an arrow in the sky. Like, keep looking up. Remember who you are. And then that purple, it's kind of that knowingness. When we get there, we remember, we start to remember as we're awakening and opening. Purple helps come in and helps us hold us in that space. So the higher we go, the more safe and secure we feel with our intuition, psychic and healing gifts, with our knowing and our soul's journey. And they're thanking us. They're saying the artist in us, it's every one of us, we can be an artist as we're meant to be. Using more colors in our life, what can colors do for you? They're saying, like angels, you can give colors a task and ask it to be with you for what you're needing at the moment or in life in general, or to come in to heal with you, to come in to be a color you use for healing and working on yourself. Okay, so they're dialing it back now. So if we can come back more into our bodies. And you can go ahead and close up or keep your eighth chakra open as little or as far as you want. Bringing it back down, coming into our bodies. So thinking sacred space. Thinking the guides, the helpers, the colors. Okay, wiggling toes and feet, hands and fingers. Okay, and open your eyes when you are ready.
Thank you so much for joining today. I hope that's helped you. I hope it inspired you. To challenge things, question everything, all those little things around us every day, what's around us, what we can look more deeper into, things we don't think about, but wow, is it fascinating what they can teach us. If you have any questions, anything you'd like to share, reach out. I'm at thecosmicdojo@gmail.com. And until next time, truth on.